Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早安。
I hope this weekend has been a good reminder of how good God is to us.
希望这个周末提醒我们，神对我们何其美好。
All this year we've been looking at the theme which is more love to Christ.
今年一整年我们的教会的追求主题是爱主更深。
And we've looked at why we should be doing that.
我们一直在看我们为什么要如此行。
And what effect it has on our life as we go through the ups and downs of life.
当我们经过生命中的高高低低的时候，如何的影响着我们。
But one question is, how does it look like in our lives to love Christ?
我们要看思考的是，到底在我们生活中如何的来传示来我们爱主。
This morning I want to speak on a very practical aspect of how to love Christ.
今天早上我想要分享如何很实际的来爱主基督。
How do we love Christ?
我们如何爱基督？
As a parent, my daughters are just to the age where now they're misbehaving and they're doing it on purpose.
现在作为一个父亲，我的女儿现在到一个年纪，他们会故意的来做一些错事。
And like many parents, I feel well if they love me as their father.They would listen to me.
就像许多父母所想的，我也在想说，如果他们爱我，他们就会听我的话。
Instead, I say to my daughter, "Clean up the mess."
那我就跟女儿讲说，哎呀，你把你的东西收拾好。
And she just sits there and stares at me.
她坐在那边却看着我。
And then after a little time, I say, "What did Daddy just say?"
那再等一会儿，我就对她说。爸爸刚跟你说什么？
And she'll say something like, "It's time to go to bed."
他会说啊，是要睡觉了吗？
You didn't listen to me.
他没有听我的话。
And so, as many Asian parents will believe that love has to do with obedience.
很多亚洲的家长可能都会同意，就是爱。就是要听话。
And especially when we get into the book of John and we listen to John's Olivet discourse, we can give it a hearty amen when Jesus says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments."
尤其当我们在读好比约翰福音我们读的时候，我们心里当我们读到耶稣说你们若爱我就必遵从我的话，我们心里都说阿们。
And then we want to point that to our children and be like, "Well, see, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments."
所以我们就用这一节指给我们儿女说，你们如果爱父母的话，你们就要听父母的话。
You obey me.
你们要顺从。
But this morning I want to look at the book of Colossians.
那今天早上我们要来看哥罗西书。
Because as we'll see, love is much more than just obedience.
因为我们会看到爱不仅仅是听话顺从。
In the words of one of my math professors, it is necessary.
就如同我的一个数学教授跟我讲是必须的。
But not sufficient.
可是还不够。
In the book of Colossians, Paul is dealing with a lot of false teaching that has come up in the Colossian church.
在哥洛西书，保罗针对哥洛西教会里面有许多假的、错误的真理教导。
He's preached the gospel, and they know what the word says.
他在传扬福音，他知道神的话是如何说。
But yet some people are now teaching other things other than the gospel.
可是，在那时的教会里，却有人在教导另外一些的福音。
So let's read.Starting in Colossians chapter 2, and we'll start a little earlier in verse 13.
我们会来翻到哥罗西书第二章，我们从十三节开始读。
When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins.
你们从前在过犯和未受割礼的肉体中死了，神赦免了你们一切过犯，便叫你们与基督一同活过来。
Having canceled the written code with its regulations that was against us and that stood opposed to us, he took it away, nailing it to the cross.
又涂抹了在律例上所写攻击我们有碍于我们的字句，把它撤去，钉在十字架上。
And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross.
既将一切执政的掌权的掳来，明显给众人看，就仗着十字架夸胜。
Therefore, do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink, or with regard to a religious festival, a new moon celebration, or a Sabbath day.
所以不拘在饮食上或节期、月朔、安息日，都不可让人论断你们。
These are a shadow of the things that were to come. The reality, however, is found in Christ.
这些原是后世的影儿，那形体却是基督。
Do not let anyone who delights in false humility and the worship of angels disqualify you for the prize. Such a person goes into great detail about what he has seen, and his unspiritual mind puffs him up with idle notions.
不可让人因着故意谦虚和敬拜天使，就夺去你们的奖赏。 这等人拘泥在所见过的，随着自己的欲心，无故的自高自大。
He has lost connection with the head, from whom the whole body, supported and held together by its ligaments and sinews, grows as God causes it to grow.
不持定元首，全身既然靠着他，筋节得以相助联络，就因神大得长进。
Since you died with Christ to the basic principles of this world, why, as though you still belong to it, do you submit to its rules?
你们若是与基督同死脱离了世上的小学，为什么仍像在世俗中活着，服从那不可拿、不可尝、不可摸等类的规条呢？
Do not handle, do not taste, do not touch.
不可拿、不可尝、不可摸。
These are all destined to perish with use because they are based on human commands and teachings.
这都是照着人所吩咐所教导的，说到这一切。
Such regulations indeed have an appearance of wisdom with their self-imposed worship, their false humility, and their harsh treatment of the body, but they lack any value in restraining sensual indulgence.
说到这一切，正用的时候就都败坏了。这些规条使人徒有智慧之名，用私意崇拜，自表谦卑。 苦待己身，其实在克制肉体的情欲上是毫无功效。The
Christians in Colossae were hearing lots of teachings.
在哥罗西的教会听到各类的教导。And
apparently these false teachers were judging the Christians.
这些假教师在论断基督徒。And
telling them you've got to keep the Sabbath.
说你们要守安息日。
You've got to keep some of the Jewish regulations.
你们要守犹太人的传统。
You've got to do this and do that.
要做这，你们要做那。
You can't do this, you can't do that.
你们不可以做这个，你们不可以做那个。
So Paul was writing to protect the church at Colossae.
保罗写信给他们，要保护在哥林多的教会，哥罗西的教会。
The most dangerous theology that was coming in the church was an addition to Christ.
那时候最可怕的教导就是在耶基督之外另外加了一些教导。What
some people have called Christ and theology.
有人说这个神学叫基督和等等。That
we believe Christ for salvation.
我们信从了基督，我们得到了救恩。But
there's some other stuff you need.
可是你还得好像需要加添一些什么。Well,
you've definitely got to go to Bible study.
你一定要去参加查经。Well,
to be a Christian, you believe in Jesus, and then you definitely have to go to prayer meeting.
作为一个基督徒，你当然你要相信耶稣，可是你还要去参加祷告会。Or
you have to believe in Jesus, and then you have to read a certain version of the Bible.
你要相信耶稣，可是你要懂某一种圣经译本的圣经。
And of course, in our minds, it sounds silly.
在我们思想中可能很愚拙的。We
know that salvation is through Christ alone. We just sang it.
我们好像说着说，我们的救恩是因信称义。
We may say it with our mouths, But what do we believe in our hearts?
我们有时候嘴巴我们说我们是因着信，可是我们的心里是如何行？
In our hearts, we may believe Christ died and He paid maybe 50%.
我们心里或许讲，耶稣为我们死了，他为我们付上可能50%。
Or maybe Christ died and He paid 90%.
甚至耶稣为我们死，而他付上了90%的代价。
And He wants us to finish it off and put in the last 10%.
而耶稣要我们自己付上那剩下10%。
Christ and something else is necessary for salvation.
基督加上某些事物成就了我们的救恩。
I saw this with my own eyes work out in my college.
当我在大学的时候亲自听到了这样子的事情。
When I was in college, I went to InterVarsity Fellowship.
那时候我参加那里的校园团契。
But some of my friends also went to this, this other fellowship that was on campus.
有一些我的朋友他们去校园里的另外一个团契。
It was pretty small and it was based off of some kind of Bible school nearby.
它是一个比较小的团契，他们的这个根据是根据附近的一个圣经学校。
And he invited me to some of their meetings.
他们也邀请我去参加他们一些的聚会。
And I enjoyed the Christian fellowship that I had there.
我当然是很希望能够和不同的弟兄姐妹一起聚会。
But I heard later on, something happened.
后来可是听到后来另外那个团契有些问题。
Apparently the Bible school that it was based on believed that you need to believe in Jesus and speak in tongues.
后来才知道那个圣经学校说你要相信耶稣基督，而且你要说方言。
And so they cracked down on their fellowship.
所以他们那时候就开始整顿那个团契。
And they kicked out all the believers that did not speak in tongues.
他们就把所有那些不相信得救还需要说方言的那些信徒就把他们赶出去了。
Saying that if you do not speak in tongues, you are not Christian.
就说如果你不说方言，你就不是基督徒。
And you cannot be part of this fellowship.
你就不属于这个团契。
That left the fellowship with only one member.
就那个团契就剩下一个人。
But you see what happened there?
发生什么事了？
They believed in Christ for salvation.
他们相信基督是我们得救的根源。
And speaking in tongues.
而且加上方言。
For salvation,They believed you needed both.
他们相信我们两者都需要才能得到这个救恩。
And for some of us, it may be something different.
对我们其他可能是一些其他的东西。
It's probably not speaking in tongues.
可能不是说方言。
But maybe it's going to Bible study.
可能是需要参加查经。
Maybe it's, you know, making sure you dress up properly on Sunday.
或许你主日你需要穿得很正式。
Maybe it's, well, I need to keep the Ten Commandments.
或许我要守十诫。
But yet Paul says that this is not necessary for salvation.
可是保罗在这边说了，救恩不根据这些。
It's not sufficient.
这些不够。
So he says in verse 16, do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink.
所以16节说，所以不拘在饮食上，不可让人论断你们。
The church believed in Christ alone for salvation.
那时的教会相信唯有靠着基督我们得到救恩。
And other people were coming and said, no, you need this, you need this.
可是另外有些人进到教会告诉他们说，不行的，你们还要这个，你们还需要那个。
Paul says,Don't let them judge you.
保罗说不要让这些人来论断你们。
You just need Christ.
你需要基督。
Christ did all the work.
基督成就了一切的工作。
And if you feel the need to add anything to Christ's work, you are taking away from Christ's work.
你如果需要基督的工作需要再加上一些的话其实你在减少了降低了基督所做的。
And that is a very dangerous thing to say.
那是一个很可怕的道理。
I remember I was speaking to a Catholic friend once.
我有一次与一个天主教的朋友谈话。
And we were, it was around Good Friday, Easter time.
是在受难节、复活节前后。
And toward the end of the conversation, she said this.
我们谈到末了的时候，她说。
And since we were talking about the cross,
我们讲到十字架。
And she said, I just don't think it's enough.
她说，我实在不认为十字架就够了。
That somehow something was lacking in what Christ did on the cross.
我总是觉得在十字架上总是基督所做的还不仅仅是十字架而已。
I've got to work harder.
我要更努力的工作。
I've got to do better.
我需要做得更好。
Because there's something missing in Christ's work.
因为基督所做的还差了一些。
But Paul says in verse 17,
保罗在十七节却说
These are a shadow of the things that were to come. The reality, however, is found in Christ.
这些原是后世的影儿，那形体却是基督。
And that's how it's so easy to slip into this dangerous theology.
所以我们很容易就滑入这个危险的教导。
Because a lot of things we want to put with Jesus sound really good.
因为我们所要加入的这些教导其实听起来都蛮好的。
Bible study is good.
查经聚会是非常好的。
Obeying the Ten Commandments is good.
遵行十诫是非常好的。
Doing good works is good.
基督徒行善是好的。
Coming to church is good.
来教会是好的。
But it doesn't replace Christ.
可是他们不能代替基督。
It doesn't do the same work as Christ.
他们做的所做的这些事不等同基督。
In fact, Paul says all those things are to lead you to Christ.
保罗所以说这些事是要把你引向基督。
The whole purpose of going to Bible study is so that you're led to a deeper knowledge and love of Christ.
你参加查经聚会是让你更深的认识基督。
The same is true what we're doing right now.
就像我们现在所做的也是如此。
The same is true for prayer.
祷告也是如此。
The same is true for speaking in tongues.
说方言也是如此。
All those things are good.
这些都是好的。
But they're supposed to lead you to Christ.
可是这些应该把你引向基督。
You're not supposed to add them onto Christ.
你们不可以把它加在基督上面。
As many fathers do, I carry around pictures of my daughters on my phone.
就像许多的爸爸一样，我的手机上都有我孩子的照片。
Of course, so if anyone asks, I can show off the pictures.
所以如果有任何人问，我可以马上献给他看。
I guarantee you will make my day very, very good if you ask me to see their pictures.
我保证你如果要求看我女儿照片，会让我那天感觉非常良好。
And many times when I'm away from them, I can look at the pictures.
很多时候当我不在他们旁边的时候，我可以看这些照片。
And that's normal.
这是正常的。
But what would be abnormal is if I go home and instead of spending time with them, I sit in a corner and I look at their pictures.
可是如果我回家，我不与我的女儿在一起，而是我坐在旁边看他们的照片，这就不正常了。
Because their pictures are supposed to remind me of the relationship I have with them.
因为这些照片是引领我来想象想到我与他们之间的关系。
It's not supposed to replace my relationship with them.
这些照片不能代替我与他们的关系。
And so when I go home, I'm supposed to spend all my time with my family.
所以当我回家的时候，我应该花许多时间和家人在一起。
And I don't look at the pictures anymore.
我回家我就不看照片了。
Because they're right there.
因为他们就在那里。
Paul says it's the same way with Jesus.
保罗说我们与基督也是一样。
There's many things that God gives us to point us and lead us to Jesus.
神赐给我们许多的事物让把我们引向耶稣。
But if Jesus is in the room, why are we paying attention to things that just point us to Jesus?
可是如果基督在我们，耶稣在我们当中，我们为何在看其他的事物呢？
Salvation is through faith in Christ alone.
我们的救恩是因着相信耶稣，唯独相信耶稣基督。
We don't need to add anything.
我们不需要加添。
We don't need to put anything alongside of Christ.
我们不需要在基督旁再加一些什么。
There's nothing we need to make up in Christ's work.
基督所做的没有任何缺乏的，我们需要加增的。
In verse 18, he says, "Do not let anyone who delights in false humility and the worship of angels disqualify you for the prize."
十八节说，不可让人因着故意谦虚和敬拜天使，就夺去你们的奖赏。
It speaks to the danger of this kind of belief.
这就讲到这种信仰的一个危险。
If we believe in Christ and something else, we are in great danger.
如果我们相信基督，还要再加上一些东西，我们是在很大的危险中。
Paul says that if you listen to this kind of teaching, it can disqualify you for the prize.
保罗在这边说到，如果你相信这种的教训的话，会夺去你们的奖赏。
And that doesn't mean when you get to heaven, you're supposed to be on a throne, instead you're on a lawn chair.
这不是说当你到天上的时候，与其是坐在宝座上，你是坐在一个板凳上。
It means you were supposed to go to heaven for belief in Jesus and Christ alone, and instead you're going to hell.
这里他在保罗在说，与其是去到天上，你不是去天上，你到地狱里。
Because if Christ only does part of the work and you do part of the work, Christ is not doing the work for you.
因为如果基督做一部分工作，你自己又替基督做另外一部分，那基督其实没有替你做。
And our work does nothing for righteousness.
我们的工作不能够替我们加增任何的公义。
He continues on, such a person goes into great detail about what he has seen. His unspiritual mind puffs him up with idle notions.
在这边讲到有许多的东西让我们自高自大。
That's often what this Christ and theology leads to.
这是许多所谓的基督加什么的神学，他们带引向的地方。
It leads to that own person being puffed up.
最后都引向一个人自高自大。
Because he's replacing God's righteousness with his own righteousness.
因为这些人把神的义用自己的义来取代了。
And they can look very similar.
可是他这两者之间很相似。
In fact, self-righteousness can look a whole lot more on the outside like real righteousness.
实际上，自义很多的时候看起来好像是真的一个从神而来的义。
That's why Jesus came in conflict with the Pharisees so often.
这就是为什么耶稣常常与法利赛人有冲突。
Because at the time of Jesus, no one else looked more righteous than the Pharisees.
因为在耶稣的时代，没有人比法利赛人看起来更公义。
We look at the Pharisees through the lens of the New Testament, and they look very ridiculous.
我们在新约的观点中来看这些法利赛人，觉得他们实在是很糟糕。
They look so hypocritical.
他们很虚伪。
They look so full of themselves.
他们充满了自己。
But if you look through the eyes of the people of the time, they looked very holy.
可是你如果从那时候当地人的观点来说，这些人看起来是很圣洁的。
So when Jesus said, to get to heaven, you need a righteousness that exceeds the righteousness of the Pharisees, people would be like, how can I get to heaven?
所以当耶稣说你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义的时候，那时候人的反应是说，那我们怎么进天国？
Because if they can't get to heaven, no one can get to heaven.
因为如果这些人进不了天国，我们没有一个人可以进天国。
That's how the Pharisees looked.
那时候法利赛人在他们的形象中是这样子的。
They kept the letter of the law to the minute details.
他们把律法中的点点滴滴，他们都遵守得非常严谨。
That no one else could.
其他人都做不到这一点。
And so everyone looked at them in awe.
众人看着他们而惊叹。
Wow, I wish I could be that holy.
哇，我真希望我能够那么的圣洁。
I wish I could be that righteous.
我真希望我能够像他们一样公义。
But through the lens of the New Testament, through the teaching of Jesus, we can see past what happens on the outside.
可是借着新约的镜片，我们可以看见，越过他们外貌而看见他们内心。
And Jesus calls them whitewashed tombs.
耶稣说他们是用灰抹过的墙。
Whitewash is that nice coat of paint on the outside.
这个用灰泡过的这个墙就是上面涂了一层灰。
Looks so pretty.
看起来很漂亮。
But you open it up, it's just death on the inside.
可是把这个漆除掉的话，里面是死亡。
So that kind of righteousness does not lead to heaven.
所以那种公义不能够进到天堂。
In fact, it says in verse 19, he has lost connection with the head.
十九节讲到不持定或者说与元首是断绝的。
Relying on your own works disconnects you from the head.
当你靠自己的行为的时候，你与元首是被隔绝的。
Now, if anyone here has any part of his body disconnected from the head, please go to the doctor right now.
如果我们中间有任何人头和身体是离开的，请赶快看医生。
Because you have a dangerous health situation.
因为你现在健康情况非常不好。
Paul says, if you are in the body and you are relying on your self-righteousness, you are disconnected from the head.
保罗说，如果你是在主的肢体身上，可是你是与这个头是分开的。
A disconnected body part is a dead body part.
一个与身体分开的肢体是一个死了的肢体。
It's a rotting body part.
是一个腐烂的肢体。
It's not part of the body anymore.
它不属于这个肢体。
Because the head supports and holds together the whole body.
因为这个头它掌握着它支撑着整个身体。
That's why in John, Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches.
这就是为什么在约翰福音耶稣说我是真葡萄树你们是枝子。
Abide in me.
你们住在我里面。
We're supposed to get all our nutrients from him.
我们应该从他身上得到我们所有的养分。
All our food.
我们的食物。
Everything we need to be alive, we get through him.
所有让我们能够存活的我们都从他而来。
And him alone.
唯独从他而来。
And as soon as one of those little branches tries to find some other kind of righteousness, it falls off of the vine.
如果有一个小枝子想要靠任何其他的方法吸取养分的话，它就从这个葡萄枝上跌落了。
But we are not to be like this.
我们却不是如此。
Verse 20,
二十节。
Since you died with Christ to the basic principle of this world, why, as though you still belong to it, do you still submit to its rules?
你们若是与基督同死脱离了世上的小学为什么仍像在世俗中活着
Do not handle, do not taste, do not touch
学从那不可拿不可尝不可摸
These all are destined to perish with use because they are based on human commands and teachings
整类的规条这都是照人所吩咐所教导的
Such regulations indeed have the appearance of wisdomwith their self-imposed worship, their false humility, and their harsh treatment of the body.
这些规条使人徒有智慧之名，用私意崇拜，自表谦卑，苦待己身，其实在克制肉体的情欲上是毫无功效。
That describes the Pharisees.
这在形容法利赛人。
But then the test.
可是后来要来的测验是什么？
But they lacked any value in restraining sensual indulgence.
在克制肉体的情欲上毫无功效。
Our own works can try to change behaviors.
我们的工作我们自己的所做的可以改变我们的行为。
It's what happens in New Year's resolutions.
这是我们每年新年立新志向所做的。
We try to change habits.
我们要改变我们的嗜好。
How we act,
改变我们的行为
change our routine,
改变我们的所每天所做行事的准则
and despite these just being behaviors, many, in fact, most resolutions fail.
这些是改变我们的行为的这些志向，大部分都失败告终。
But Paul says these lack any real power for change.
这边讲到。在克制我们肉体的情欲上毫无功效。
The same is true with our obedience.
我们的顺服也是这样。
Our obedience, our works.
我们的顺从，我们的工作。
Good works.
好的行为。
Of course, Jesus commanded us to do things, and we obey.
耶稣要我们有善行，我们也听从他。
But yet,That is not all that love is.
可是这不代表，就是行在爱中。
in the book of Luke chapter 15, Jesus tells a parable.
在路加福音十五章，耶稣讲到一个比喻。
It is a parable that is often called the prodigal son.
是讲到浪子的比喻。
And Jesus tells a story of a father who has two sons.
讲到一个父亲有两个儿子。
And the youngest son wants his share of the inheritance.
小儿子想要父亲的家产。
And he takes all the money and he goes away to a distant land and he parties.
所以他得到父亲分给他那一份家产后，他到了一个远处，在那边荒废。
Hard time comes and he runs out of money.
那地有了饥荒，他钱用完了。
He comes back home to his father.
他回到父亲的家。
And his father throws him a big celebration.
他的父亲竟然搞了一个极大的宴席。
The older brother is out in the field.
那个大儿子在田里。
He hears the big celebration and he doesn't want any part of it.
听到家里的欢庆，他不拒绝加入。
The father comes out and asks the older son what's wrong.
父亲出来来问儿子，大儿子说怎么了。
And the older son says, I've always been with you.
大儿子说我总与你同在。
I've done everything you've asked.
你要我做的我全做了。
And you've never even thrown me a little party.
你从来没有给我一个小的聚欢庆都没有。
Now question.
问题是
Is the oldest son obedient?
大儿子是不是顺从的呢？
Yes.
对，他是。
He's a son that all parents would be like, Oh, my son is so good.
这种儿子所有的 家长都会说，哎，我孩子真乖。
And you tell all your friends, my son is so obedient.
你告诉你所有的朋友，表扬你儿子，说我孩子真听我话。
Anything I say, he does it.
我说什么他就去做。
Another question.
可是问题是，
Does the older son love?
这个大儿子爱吗？
And the answer is no.
答案是不爱。
Jesus tells us his heart, and his heart is full of bitterness.
耶稣告诉我们，大儿子的心里是充满了苦毒。
He doesn't love his brother.
他不爱他弟弟。
And he doesn't love his father.
他也不爱他父亲。
He's just been obedient.
他只是一直顺从。
In hopes that someday he will have his own party.
顺从的原因是为了将来或许有一个给自己的一个庆祝。
So obedience is good.
所以顺从是好的。
But it doesn't mean you love Jesus.
可是不代表你爱耶稣。
And in that story, the older son is Jesus is describing the Pharisees.
在这个比喻中，耶稣是用这个大儿子来预表这些法利赛人。
And the Pharisees knew it.
法利赛人他们听的，他们都知道。
That's why they got so mad and upset.
所以他们很生气。
Because Jesus told them, you're being obedient, but you don't love at all.
因为耶稣告诉法利赛人说，你们都很顺从，可是你们一点爱都没有。
That you're designed for a loving relationship with your father.
你们被造是要与你们的父有一个爱的关系。
And all your relationship is, it's like a slave.
可是你们与父的关系好像是个奴隶对奴隶主一样。
So then how shall we live?
那我们该怎么活呢？
Let's continue reading on in Colossians chapter 3.
我们继续读哥罗西书第三章。
Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。
Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things.
你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God.
因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
Now I love that imagery of being hidden in Christ.
我喜欢 这个景象我们是藏在神里面。
It has a picture. It doesn't matter what's going on the outside.
无论外面的情况是怎么，不管不重要。
It doesn't matter what pressures you're facing.
无论你那时候遇到什么样的压力。
It doesn't matter if people are trying to attack you.
无论旁边的人是否要攻击你。
You're hidden.
你被隐藏起来了。
Those things that are looking for you can't find you.
那些要寻找你的人找不到你。
You're safe.
你是安稳的。
You're protected.
你是受保护的。
You don't need to do all these things that people are telling you. You need to add to Christ.
你不需要做许多这些人告诉你说除了基督以外还要加增的事物。
Because self-righteousness is stressful.
因为自义其实是很累的。
You have to keep on trying more and more, better, better.
因为你必须要做得更好更好做更多更多。
How much is enough to earn God's love?
你需要做多少你才能够赢到神的爱呢?
You'll never reach it.
你永远达不到的。
And in the midst of all that trying and trying, Paul says, your life is hidden in Christ.
在所有这些的继续的努力中，保罗说：“你们的生命是藏在神里面。”
And when your life is hidden, you can rest.
所以，当你的生命是被隐藏住的时候，你可以休息。
It's like a little child pulling the blankets over.
就像一个小孩子把这个被子盖到头上。
Rest.
休息。
And now that we don't have to worry about what to add to salvation, we can be free to do other things.
所以当我们不需要担忧，我们需要在我们的救恩上再加上什么的时候，我们就有自由去做其他的事。
How then shall we love?
那我们应该如何的爱呢?
Verse 5.
第五节。
Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry.
所以要致死你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪，贪婪就与拜偶像一样。
Now that our life is hidden in Christ, there's things to get rid of.
所以既然我们的生命藏在神基督里面，我们需要除去一些东西。
There's some life cleaning to be done.
我们需要在我们身上做清洁的工作。
And he lists all these things to put to death.
这些是我们要来致死的这些事。
And he calls them all at the end idolatry.
这些事总结来说就是拜偶像。
That is get rid of all the stuff that's competing for your love.
他在说你们要把所有这些与爱一起来竞争爱神来竞争的事都要除去
That's what idols are
这就是偶像的作用
Well, I give most of my love to Jesus
我把我所有的爱都献给耶稣
But here's something we give to something else
可是这里我们又把一些爱给另外一些东西
Those are idols
那些就是偶像
They can take the form of something that looks really good
他们可能外面的形状是样式是很好的。
Or they can take the form of sexual immorality, impurity, lust, and evil desires, and greed.
他们也可能是在淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲、贪婪这些事上。
But whatever it is we try to add to Christ, that becomes an idol.
无论什么事我们加在基督上面的都成为偶像。
Verse 6, he says, Because of these, the wrath of God is coming.
第六节所以说到因这些事神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子
This is not some casual spring cleaning that Paul's talking about
这不是保罗所讲到的一些好像春季教会大扫除之类的
These are getting rid of something that's burning in your house
保罗在这边说好像你要把家里这些在烧着你让你整个家里着火的东西给扔出去
You have something dangerous in your life and you need to get rid of it
你的生命中有些很危险的东西你要把它们除去
We need to take the sin in our lives seriously
我们当很严肃地面对我们生命中的罪
He says because of these things a wrath of God is coming
因为这边讲到神的愤怒要临到那悖逆之子
verse 7. Used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived.
当你们在这些事中活着的时候也曾这样行过。
Right, that was before Christ.
这是在我们信主前。
But now you've died in Christ.
可是我们现在已经死在基督里死了。
You've been raised to new life.
我们被复活在一个新的生命中。
Your old is gone, the new has come.
旧事已过，我们一切都成新了。
But now you must rid yourself of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips.
但你们要弃绝这一切的事，以及恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤，并口中污秽的言语。
Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices.
不要彼此说谎，因你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为。
And I put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator.
穿上新人，这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如造他主的形象。
Here there is no Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, free, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all.
在此并不分希腊人、犹太人，受割礼的、未受割礼的，化外人、希古提人，为奴的、自主的，唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。
People all look very different.
每一个人都看起来不一样。
But it's all the stuff on the outside.
可是这些所看的都是外面的。
Paul says, take it all off.
保罗说这些都要除掉。
All the things that you brag about.
所有我们夸口的。
All the things that make you feel good about yourself.
那些使你自我感觉良好的。
All those things that you rely upon for your own righteousness, take those all off.
那些你所以可以靠着自义的都要除掉。
This is what the church is supposed to look like.
这是教会应当的有的样式。
People who have taken off their own robes of self-righteousness.
在教会里，众人把他们自义的袍子都脱了。
Outside the church, people are roaming around with their own self-righteousness and showing them off.
在教会外，每一个人都穿着自己自义的袍子，互相夸耀。
Well, look at me, I gave to charity.
你看我，我都捐好多钱给慈善。
Look at my works.
看看我的好行为。
Look at my education.
你看我受的教育。
Look how much I make.
你看我挣多少钱。
But when we come to Christ, we take those all off.
可是当我们到基督面前的时候，我们全部把这些都脱了。
Because none of that adds to salvation.
因为所有这些加起来都没有办法达到救恩。
So that's why he can say at the end in verse 11 that everyone in Christ is all equal.
所以这里十一节讲到，所有基督是包括在一切之内，又住在个人之内。
Because in Christ we all have the same amount of righteousness.
因为在基督里面，我们个人都有同样多的公义。
It doesn't matter whether you are in this room and you have amazing blessings and Christ.
这里不论你坐在这里，你有许多恩典，你也有基督。
You have the same amount as someone else who in this room who has nothing else and has Christ.
那另外一个人同样坐在这个房间里，他有基督，可是其他的他什么也没有。
But of course, it's not enough just to take stuff off.
当然，我们不仅仅把一些东西脱，我们必须要除去。
We need to replace it with something.
当我们脱掉这些的时候，我们必须要穿上其他的。
So he says in verse 12.
所以十二节说，
Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存或者说穿怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。
Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you.
倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity.
在这一切之外，要存着爱心，爱心就是联络全德的。
Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful.
又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们为此蒙召归为一体，且要存感谢的心。
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God.
应当当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。
That's the clothing we're supposed to put on.
这是我们应该穿上的外衣。
We're supposed to clothe ourselves in Christ.
我们用应当以基督为我们的外衣披在身上。
And that's what a Christian is.
这就是一个基督徒的本质。
If you are not clothed in Christ, you are not a Christian.
你如果没有披上基督，你不是属基督。
When God looks at us, He sees.
当神看着我们的时候，他看见什么？
And if we are wearing our own righteousness, He sees that.
当他看见我们披上是自己的自义的时候，他看见。
And He sees us worthy of wrath.
看见我们是预备受审判的。
But if we are in Christ, that's what He sees.
如果我们是在基督里，他看见的是基督。
He looks at us.
他看着我们。
And He no longer sees our guilt and our sin.
他看见我们所有的人都在罪里面。
He no longer sees someone who is struggling with the things of this world.
可是他不再看见这个死在罪恶过犯中的人，在世界上的罪中浮沉的人。
No longer sees someone who is struggling in their own minds.
不是看见那些在自己生活中苦苦挣扎的人。
He sees the very righteousness of His own Son.
他看见的是他自己儿子的完全公义。
He sees the blood of Christ covering us.
他看见的是他儿子的血遮盖着我们整人。
He says, "You are my son. You are my daughter."
他看着我们，对我们说：“你是我的儿子，你是我的女儿。”
We are clothed in Christ.
这些人是被基督所披戴着的。
So therefore, in verse 17, he can say this.
所以最后十七节，保罗可以这样子说
：“And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all to the name of Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him.”
无论做什么，或说话，或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。
What a contrast!
这是何等大的一个差距
！Before Christ.Everything we do is trying to gain favor.
在基督以前之前，我们每一件事，我们都是要好像得到一些好处。
The things we do are trying to get ahead.
我们想要胜过别人一筹。
The things we do try to build our own kingdom.
想要建造自己的王国。
The things we do try to make ourselves look good in the eyes of men and God.
我们想要在神在人面前来展现自己美好的一面。
But now that we are in Christ, Paul can say this.
可是我们在基督里以后，保罗可以这样子说。
Everything you do, just be thankful.
无论你做什么，你们都要感恩。
It doesn't need to lead to another purpose.
我们的感恩不需要为了某一样某一样的事物。
There's no salvation you need to earn.
你不需要赚取你的救恩。
There's no love you need to earn.
你不需要赚取爱。
That's already done.
这个已经为你完成了。
You're in Christ.
你在基督里了。
So now everything we do, we can just do and be thankful.
所以我们现在所要做的事都是在感恩之中所做。
Thank you, God, for what you have done.
主，我感谢你为我所做的。
That's why we can be so thankful, especially around Thanksgiving.
所以特别在感恩节前后，我们可以心被恩感。
It doesn't even matter our situations.
无论我们现在的外面环境如何。
It doesn't matter whether you've lost your job.
无论你是否刚失业。
It doesn't matter whether your kids are acting up.
无论你的孩子是不是现在叛逆期。
It doesn't matter whether your grades are tanking.
无论你的成绩是不是在滑落。
We can still be thankful.
我们仍然心被恩感。
Because Christ has done all the work.
因为所有的工作都是基督所成就的。
And the only thing left for us is to be thankful.
我们唯一剩下可以做的就是感恩。
To enjoy that love with him.
来享受与他在一起的那个爱。
So brothers and sisters, I hope we have more love for Christ this week.
弟兄姐妹，所以我盼望我们这一周，我们都对主有更爱的心。
With a thankfulness of heart.
心里存着感恩。
And also a life that is changed.
而且在一个被改变的生命中。
I'll close with the words of a Christmas hymn.
我结束的时候要用诗歌的一个歌词。
It's not in your hymnal, but it's a hymn that's called Come Thou Long Expected Jesus.
这个不在我们诗歌本里，它的歌词是说在长久等待中要来的耶稣。
And it is the first Sunday in Advent, so I felt it was okay using a Christmas hymn.
所以这是在我第一个感恩节后的一个主日，所以我们用的。
The last two lines say, "By thy all-sufficient merit."
他说，借着你完完全全所成就的美德、美善
，raise us to thy glorious throne.
把我们提到你那荣耀的宝座前。
Did you catch that line?By thy all-sufficient merit.
你有听到前一句话吗？是借着你完全丰富足够的所做的美德。
And that's what we are thankful for.
这是我们感恩的根源。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word that you have sent us from Paul.
天父，我们为了你借保罗所赐给我们的话感恩。
Lord, we realize that without Christ, we would be totally lost.
我们知道不在基督里，我们是完全失落的人。
Whether we were trying to earn our way into heaven or doing our own thing.
无论我们想要赚取进天国的救恩，或者要行我们自己的路。
We were all still deserving of wrath.
我们总是只配得到你的愤怒。
But Lord, we are indeed now so thankful.
而我们现在真是何等的感恩。
For by your all-sufficient merit, you have purchased us with your blood.
因为借着你全丰全富的恩典。
Jesus, you have paid it all.
你为我们付上一切，我们得到了你的爱。
Nothing was left undone.
没有什么事是还未完成的。
Lord, so now let us rest in you.
所以主，愿我们能够安息在你里面。
Hide us in Christ.
把我们藏在基督之内。
Let His righteousness and His alone cover us.
愿他的公义和他的爱遮盖我们。
Let there not be any of our own righteousness showing.
愿我们没有一件我们自己的义行是传在外面。
Lord, stir our hearts in thankfulness.
激励我们的心来爱，充满了感恩。
And stir us to love.
激动我们的心来爱。
And we pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
我们奉着耶稣基督，全能的名。
Amen.
Amen.